You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, it's Dan Gross and Greg Buddle here on the Fifth Quarter Show. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You know, Sam, there's a lot of things that happen in a game that, you know, maybe you weren't prepared for, maybe you were, but, you know, it happens quickly. And, you know, a lot of people are always concerned about the three and outs and the targeting of which receiver. I mean, what was it in the game in the first quarter that would made it so difficult to, A, find the guy that you were looking for?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, I put it on my shoulders. I feel like I missed too many throws out there, made too many mistakes. That's really the story for me. We're going to go back, watch the tape, learn from it as an offense. But there's just little details that we got to clean up. And for me, it's making throws when they're there. And I just flat out did not do a good job of that today and got to be better.
Not just you specifically here, Sam, but really the offense as a whole performing in the first half of this football game. You know, midway through the second quarter, you guys had one first down. It looked like you guys had a hard time sustaining drives. Were you surprised that you guys weren't really functioning as a cohesive unit there early on?
I think for us, we just got to, you know, first of all, I think for me, again, like I didn't play the way I wanted to coming out here. I mean, they didn't do anything special on defense. We game planned for everything, and it was just, for us, it was a matter of executing. And I feel like we didn't do a good enough job of that, and we got to be better next week.
You know, there are times when I'm watching, I sit there and go, boy, you know what? Darnold really, he operates the hurry-up offense very well, and towards the end of the half you did, and it was a much better flow for you. Why wouldn't you guys do that type of stuff just throughout the game as a change-up?
Yeah, it's something we'll talk about. Obviously we haven't made any decisions yet, but again, I think for us, we just got to look at the tape, see what we did wrong. I think, you know, whether we go hurry up or we stay in the huddle, flat out, we just didn't execute the way that we wanted to. And, you know, that's on me. And, you know, we got to be better.
Sam Darnold joining us live on the Jets Fifth Quarter Show here on 98.7 ESPN and the Jets Radio Network. Coach Gase, when he met with the media moments ago, Sam, in detailing the differences between the struggles you had offensively this afternoon versus the struggles you had at times last year, he said it was pretty much night and day, that you couldn't compare the two. Do you agree with that? And if so, how can you correlate the difference?
Yeah, well, I think for me, I was going to the right spots, and I was focused on, you know, the right areas of the field. It was just a matter of executing and, you know, putting the ball where I wanted to. And, you know, for me, I'll be better at that in the future. And, but I was seeing the field clearly. I just got to, you know, we got to execute, and I got to perform a little bit better.
No preseason games with you and your new offensive line. Did you guys feel that you were in sync this afternoon? Were there some bumps that you guys had to get through in order to perform as a cohesive unit this afternoon?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, you know, there were some growing pains, but, you know, I think for us it was, I think, you know, it's going to be, you know, especially the first half was a learning experience, and, you know, but we're going to look at the tape and really tell ourselves, man, like, there were, you know, three or four plays where if we would have done this, you know, every guy is going to have that one thing where it's like, hey, if I would have done this on this play, it could have been a whole different game. That's how it always is when you lose by a couple touchdowns. And, you know, again, we got to execute better in the first half. And if we do that, it's a totally different game.
I thought it was pretty neat the way you called off that one play. And, of course, Crowder made an excellent run after the throw for the touchdown. And it just seemed like it's almost like when you go to a guy like a Herndon, who everyone – and you have mentioned how you have a great relationship to, almost like it's hard to find him out there. Were they double-covering him, or was he left in check out first and then release? And how come there wasn't so much a relationship today with Herndon and you?
Yeah, they're playing, you know, some coverages to, you know, guard him in certain ways, and, you know, doing the same thing with Crowder and other guys as well. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a timing offense, a rhythm offense, and, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, who I'm throwing the ball to. It's a matter of me making the right reads, throwing to an open receiver, and that guy going and making yards after the catch. That's it.
All right, final thing, Sam. We appreciate your time as always here. 49ers up next week. You know that's going to be a challenge for the home opener. When you sit down and you watch the film, do you think it's going to be a case of, oh, I knew what I did wrong here? Do you think that these are very easily correctable mistakes that you had this afternoon?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't watched the tape yet, so, but I think so. I mean, you know, I made mistakes out there, and right away I knew what I did wrong. So, that might be the case, but there might be some things, obviously, that pop up on tape that we didn't see before and that we can correct.
Well, Sam, we appreciate you coming on, especially after a tough defeat, and best of luck next week against the 49ers. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.